when all the girls had finished more or less the eighth grade, which she taught, she knew that women needed education, and she knew about Oklahoma A&M College, that it was a land-grant school set up by Abraham Lincoln and Senator Morrill in about, I suppose, 1862, because there's a lot of land-grant all down the middle of the United States, like Iowa State and Kansas State, and a lot of those are land-grant schools. So they moved to Stillwater then in 1903 so their daughters could go to college, which is unusual. Very few women got to go to college then.
And your mother was one of them.
One of them. She graduated from A&M in 1909. I had an aunt in 1910 and another aunt in 1911, and they all got their college degrees. And the only really school building over at Stillwater was Old Central. I think it is the oldest college building in the state. And it has a bell and a clapper, you know, where the kids would go to class.
Your mother graduates from OSU.
Uh-huh. See, when they got there, they had what they called prep school, which was equivalent to high school, which they had to finish first. And then they had the 4 years of college. So the high school and college was all thrown together in the years they went to school and got their degree.
Your mother then goes to Oklahoma A&M, and does she meet her future husband there?
No. She went ahead and went to Colorado State University. Home economics is what she majored in. She got a degree from there, and then she went to work in Glacier National Park, in what we'd call food services now. My father was an immigrant from Sweden, and they met there. I think a lot of the Scandinavians came to the northern part of the United States, like you did, with your family, because it reminded them more of the climate they had in the Scandinavian countries. They were married in Portland, Oregon, and then moved to San Francisco, more or less, and we lived in Oakland, California, when I was born. And I know very little about my father. Where he got his citizenship was at the immigration office in San Francisco. It all burned down and there's no records at all. I know everybody thinks our immigrants came in by Ellis Island. That's not true. Some came on the West Coast. But he and his brother served on, I suppose you'd say, Swedish naval ships all around the world.
You said you knew little about your father.
Well, I mean, I don't remember him as a person. I just know that's what happened.
Because did he die?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when he died?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I don't suppose I was more than 3 or 4, something like that. So my mother decided she'd come back to Oklahoma where her family was, and that's why I have all my education in Oklahoma schools.
Your mother comes back and lives then in Stillwater?
Mm-hmm. And she could get teaching jobs. She taught school places. But her health was very bad, and she died when I was a young teenager. So I had a grandmother and a grandfather who raised me. We lived through the Great Depression and the dust storms before World War II started.
Let's go to your first school you attended, elementary school.
Where was Eugene that? Field there in Stillwater.
And then you went on to, was it
the junior high, Stillwater Junior High and the Stillwater High School. And I think there were about 80 in my class. Most of them, of course, we were living in Stillwater, so we all went to college together at college. And, of course, it was Depression time when I started, and if you lived at home, well, then you didn't have to pay room and board. You know, all you paid was your tuition, and you walked every place you went anyway.
So you graduated from high school in what year?
39.
And then you were at Oklahoma A&M.
I started in 39 and graduated in 43.
43.
Uh-huh.